大学英语四级考试监考人员考场指令：一，请大家按座位上的准考证号坐好，把准考证和身份证放在座位左上角。考试在15分钟后，即9:15正式开始，共125分钟，11:20结束。考试全过程中，即9:15到11:20，考生不得中途退场。当监考宣布考试结束后，请考生仍旧坐在座位上，待监考人员收卷清点完毕后，考生方可离开考场。请严格遵守纪律，不可以冒名顶替，不允许任何作弊行为，禁止携带 BP 机、手机等通讯设备进入考场。如果已将 BP 机、手机带入考场的，请立即关上电源，交监考人员代为保管，否则取消考试资格或以作弊论处。现在请各自检查铅笔、直尺、橡皮是否备齐。二，考试分两个阶段，9:15到10:45做试卷的第一至第四部分，即除第五部分作文之外的所有试题。10:45到10:50收试卷一和答题纸，请准时交卷，不要拖延。收卷时间为5分钟。10:50到11:20做试卷二上的作文，多项选择题的答案写在答题纸上，非多项选择题的答案写在试卷二上。三，现在发答题纸，注意答题纸不可折叠，请监考人员发答题纸并检查准考证与座位号是否相符，准考证与身份证是否相符。四，请把答题纸上的学校姓名、学校代号和准考证号填好，填错的话将得不到成绩或判为0分，后果由考生本人负责。答题纸的正确填法是：一，用钢笔填写学校姓名以及学校代号和准考证号的阿拉伯数字；二，在学校代号和准考证号下各条0到9的数字中找出与对应方框相符的数字，用铅笔在数字中间画一条横线，横线长度不要超出方括号，用钢笔或圆珠笔画线的将做0分处理，画线要有一定的浓度和粗度，浓度要盖过底色，请监考人员示范。现在请填写，请监考人员检查考生是否填写正确，如填写有错误立即纠正。五，现在发试卷一和试卷二，请监考人员在发试卷一时注意 AB 卷的发放顺序，请按录音机暂停键，过3分钟后再继续放音。六，请看清试卷一封面上的试卷代号，并在答题纸上试卷代号一栏相应的字母上画线。如果你做的是 A 卷，画在字母 A 上；如果你做的是 B 卷，画在字母 B 上。画错或不画的话，将被判为0分，责任由考生自负。请查看一下试卷一中是否有缺页或破损，如有破损立即举手报告。七，请看清注意事项，注意试卷一的答案要坐在答题纸上，坐在试卷一上的无效，答题纸上一定要用铅笔画，如要更正先用橡皮擦干净，直尺用来对准题号和答案。在答题的过程中，请注意维护自己的权益，防止他人抄袭自己的答案，如被人抄袭后果自负。八，考试过程中不要向我们提有关试题的问题，我们对此一律不回答。考试马上正式开始，先放录音做听力理解题，录音开头有一段试听声音。
In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations.
In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations.
试音结束，现在开始放录音，只放一遍。
学外语到雷士，选择中国著名的教育品牌。
College English Test Band 4
Part 1 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read, A. At the office. B. In the waiting room. C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. George, look at the long waiting line. I'm glad you've made a reservation.
More and more people enjoy eating out now. Besides, this place is especially popular with overseas students.
Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Question 2. I wonder if you can drop by tomorrow evening. The Stevensons are coming over for dinner. I'd like you to meet them.
Sure, I'd love to. I've heard they're very interesting people.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 3. The presentation made by Professor Jackson was too complicated to understand.
Well, I think he didn't speak slowly enough for us to take notes.
What is the man's complaint? Question 4. You've got your apartment furnished, haven't you?
Yes. I bought some used furniture at the Sunday market, and it was a real bargain.
What does the man mean?
Question 5. Mary doesn't want me to take the job. She says our child is too young, and the job requires much traveling.
You should talk to her again and see if you can find a way out. Think about the gains and losses before you make a decision.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 6. I haven't got my scores on the GRE test yet. Do you think I should call to make inquiries?
There's no hurry. The test scores are released at least 8 weeks after the test.
What does the woman advise the man to do? Question 7. Have you finished reading the book you bought last month?
Oh, I didn't read it straight through the way you'd read a novel. I just covered a few chapters that interested me most.
How did the woman read the book?
Question 8. Hi, John. Haven't seen you for quite a while. Are you fine?
Oh, yes. But luck seemed to go against me. I had a car accident. Only some minor injuries, though.
What happened to John?
Question 9. The taxi is waiting downstairs. Let's hurry.
Wait a minute. I'll take some food with us. I don't like the meals served on the train.
What are the speakers going to do?
Question 10. Is that optional course as hard as everybody says?
It's actually even worse, believe it or not.
What does the man say about the course? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
学外语到雷士，选择中国著名的教育品牌。
Passage 1. My father woke me up early one morning when I was 14 and announced, "Get up. You are going with me to cut grass." I felt proud and excited because my father thought I was responsible enough to help him in his business. Still, that first day was very hard. From sunrise to sunset, my father, my younger brother and I cut and trimmed very large yards in a well-to-do part of the city. By the end of the day, I was exhausted, but I felt good. I had put in a hard day's labor and had earned $6. One day, my father spotted some leaves I had missed cutting and pulled me aside. "Cut that section again," he said firmly, "and don't make me have to tell you to do it again." The message was clear. Today, I stress the importance of doing a job right the first time. In every job I have held, from cutting lawns to washing dishes to working a machine on a construction site, I have learned something that helped me in my next job. If you look hard enough, you can learn from any job you do.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. How did the speaker feel when his father asked him to help cut grass? Question 12. What did his father do when the speaker missed cutting some leaves? Question 13. What did the speaker want to tell us in this passage?
Passage 2. I live in a small village in the country. My wife and I run the village shop. We have a very peaceful life, boring some might say, but we love it. We know all the people in the village and have plenty of time to stop and chat. I have plenty of time for my hobbies too, gardening, fishing, walking in the countryside. I love the outdoor life. It wasn't always like this though. I used to have a really stressful job. Working so late at the office every evening and often bringing work home at the weekend. The advertising world is very competitive, and when I look back, I can't imagine how I stood it. I had no private life at all, no time for the really important things in life. Because of the pressure of the job, I used to smoke and drink too much. The crisis came when my wife left me. She complained that she never saw me and that I had no time for family life. This made me realize what was really important to me. I talked things through with her and decided to get back together again and to start a new and better life together. I gave up tobacco and alcohol and searched for new hobbies. Now, I'm afraid of looking back, since the past life seemed a horrible dream.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What did the speaker used to do for a living? Question 15. What do we know about the speaker's life in the past? Question 16. What made the speaker change his lifestyle? Passage 3. Where is the university? Is a question many visitors to Cambridge ask, but no one could point them in any one direction because there is no campus. The university consists of 31 self-governing colleges. It has lecture halls, libraries, laboratories, museums, and offices throughout the city. Individual colleges choose their own students, who have to meet the minimum entrance requirements set by the university. Undergraduates usually live and study in their colleges, where they are taught in very small groups. Lectures and laboratory and practical work are organized by the university and held in university buildings. There are over 10,000 undergraduates and 3,500 postgraduates. About 40% of them are women, and some 8% from overseas. As well as teaching, research is of major importance. Since the beginning of the 20th century, more than 60 university members have won Nobel Prizes. The university has a huge number of buildings for teaching and research. It has more than 60 specialist subject libraries, as well as the university library, which, as a copyright library, is entitled to a copy of every book published in Britain. Examinations are set and degrees are awarded by the university. It allowed women to take the university exams in 1881, but it was not until 1948 that they were awarded degrees.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why is it difficult for visitors to locate Cambridge University? Question 18. What does the passage tell us about the colleges of Cambridge University? Question 19. What can be learned from the passage about the libraries in Cambridge University? Question 20. What does the passage tell about women students in Cambridge University? This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第二部分的答题。
听力课堂欢迎你，
听力课堂欢迎你，
听啊讲啊。